Good morning. The large storm system that brought all the rain and wind to the region over the last couple of days continues to weaken over the Canadian Maritimes. Still, its influence is being felt across interior New York and New England in the form of mostly cloudy skies and a breeze out of the northwest, which still at times is gusting over 20 to 30 miles per hour. Gradually, as high pressure builds in today, we'll have more in the way of sunshine, still mixed with plenty of clouds, especially across the higher terrain, where we may even see a passing shower from time to time, and it'll be blustery and chilly with high temperatures in the middle to upper 50s. Skies will clear out tonight and the wind will diminish and areas of frost will develop overnight as lows drop into the lower to mid 30s. That high pressure center will be overhead during the day Saturday with plenty of sunshine and light winds. A comfortable day for this time of year with high temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60. On Sunday, a disturbance off the eastern seaboard will push some more clouds into the region, especially closer to the coast. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather as that high pressure will continue to keep us pleasant and highs will be in the lower to middle 60s. The high will dominate into the day on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds in the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the next front and a potent wave of low pressure, which will approach for the day on Tuesday. Clouds will increase with a good chance of rain in the afternoon on Tuesday, and highs will be in the lower 60s. That rain will continue into Tuesday night and perhaps Wednesday morning before we dry it out on Wednesday afternoon with highs back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, potential tropical cyclone 16, currently located in the western Gulf of Mexico, is forecast to move into the Florida Panhandle tomorrow morning as a tropical or subtropical cyclone. This low will bring moisture to the Gulf Coast and southeast states, leading to 2 to 4 inches of rain with locally higher amounts of 5 inches through the weekend. Winds of tropical storm force are expected along portions of the north central and northeastern Gulf Coast, and storm surge is a threat as well. In the west, a series of cold fronts moving across the area will help create unsettled weather with increased precipitation chances. Precipitation should generally fall as rain in the lower elevations and snow across the higher terrain as colder temperatures enter behind the fronts. Snow amounts of 1 to 3 feet are possible in the highest elevations of the Cascades, with 1 to 2 feet in the Northern Rockies, Sawtooth Mountains, and Wind River Mountains and Tetons. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with snow grains and fog, 23 degrees, with a northwest wind at 72, gusting to 87 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 2 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 39, 71% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 23, and the barometer at 29.70 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley and Thermal, California, and also at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 13 at Harbison Meadow, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, upper 50s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 52 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 49, that's right on normal for this time of year. Another 1.63 inches of precipitation yesterday, bringing the storm total to 3.23 inches, and the monthly total to 5.34 inches, which is 3.27 inches of precipitation above normal. 36.55 inches for the year, which is 5.03 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 182, that's 40 below normal, and 259 for the season, which is 130 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 39, the record high, 84, set in 2016, and the record low, 22, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 7:12 a.m., sunset this evening 6:08 p.m., 10 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy today with a shower possible in the mountains and highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy today with a shower possible and highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s on Sunday. Partly sunny on Monday, highs in the mid to upper 60s. A chance of rain Tuesday afternoon, lower 60s. Scattered showers Wednesday around 60. And increasing clouds on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.